some places in town where you park are just parking lots where buildings have been knocked down and paved over, and they're marked for individual parking. And some are parking garages, but in most cases you only find parking lots in the downtown area.
If buildings had been knocked down and nothing had been, it hadn't been paved over, or before they had a chance to, what would they call that? Just an empty area where nothing was built?
Vacant land.
Huh?
Vacant land.
Okay. What would you call it out, say, in the suburb, a place where they're going to build a house?
Condemned? What? Oh, I'm sorry. Go
on. Where they're going to build a house, but where they haven't started work on it yet. Just an empty area.
That's all it could be, unless it has been marked off to be a construction site.
Mm-hmm. Then what would it?
Construction site, that's all.
And the tallest and largest buildings in town?
Shell Plaza, I don't know if it's one or two, I think right now is one of the tallest buildings in the city. And one of the largest buildings as far as area will be will include Texas Eastern, the Pennzoil Company. Turn that off a second. Yeah, that slanted shape in Texas Eastern. There will be a new complex that will cover many, many blocks, and it is scheduled, I think, to be completed in about 10 years, and it is owned by Texas Eastern Transmission, and it will almost be a downtown in a downtown. It will just encompass, you know, many various businesses.
What general name do you have for a real tall building?
Skyscraper.
What if it's an apartment building?
High-rise apartment building.
And the passageways between buildings.
What do you mean, passage? What? Underground? The tunnels between the buildings?
No, so there'll be a building here and one here.
Right.
And especially with old buildings, there'll be a place where you could maybe drive your car down. Just a passageway.
Alley.
Hmm?
Alley.
Okay. What would you call the ones that or like that behind homes?
You could also call them an alley.
And if you were thirsty in a public building and you wanted some water, you could go over to the
water fountain.
And if you had a really bad wind, you'd call that a
turbulent wind.
What do you call the ones that come out of the Gulf?
Hurricanes.
What about the ones that come, that are higher winds than that, but they don't come from the Gulf?
We don't have any that are higher winds other than that that don't come from the Gulf.
What else besides hurricanes do you have?
They have thunderstorms, rainstorms, tornadoes. Northers when it's getting cold and they're coming from the north or from the west, but no winds are stronger than a hurricane force wind.
What do you call the kind of storm you might have in the winter where it rains a lot and then the rain freezes all on the trees and everything? And it's really more dangerous than...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Sleet storm or something. What is it? We don't really call them anything. I've seen it. Basically, it just rains and freezes.
Okay.
And winter storm.
Hmm?
Winter storm.
Okay.
Ice storm.
And